The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Friday, March 10th, 2006, and Presidential Release Number 338. I am sorry to have to tell you at this time that John Ford died in the last week. John Ford was president of our chapter in St. Louis for a time, quite a long time, in fact. He was on the board of our Missouri affiliate. He served as president of the National Federation of the Blind affiliate in Montana for quite a time. Susan Ford is his wife, and I don't remember when John and Susan became members of the Federation. It seems to me they may have been members at least as long as I have been. I will miss John, and he added considerably to the Federation, so I'm sorry to have to tell you of his death. In February, after making the last presidential release, the state presidents came to the National Center for the Blind for a president's seminar. It was a very successful event. We covered a great deal of territory and talked about our organization, how we run it and why we run it the way we do, and what we can do with it to make it better than it is, how to build programs within it and to streamline them. One of the subjects that came up during the course of the president's seminar was the presidential release. And I had a number of suggestions from the presidents. Some said, make it snappy. Don't keep these presidential releases being so long. And some of them said, and don't tell us about the people who were born or got married or died. I mean, you can just leave that out. And some of them said, we need more different kinds of sound in there, you know, the kinds of things that you wouldn't get anywhere else, whatever that may mean. And I guess some of them said, leave the telephone numbers that you often put on the release out. People already know the telephone numbers, or else if they don't know them, they can look them up on the internet. And I had all those suggestions, and sometimes I think that some of them are good. At least the making it snappy part makes sense to me. What I want to do is ask you what you would like to have on the release. It seems to me that the release has two purposes, and one of them is to give you the information you want. And the other one is to offer the opportunity for me to fill you in on how things are going and what we're doing in the Federation. With that in mind, I want to provide what is wanted. On the subject of people who were married and so on, it always seems to me that inasmuch as we're a family, it's a good idea to let folks know how the family's getting along. But I'm willing to leave that off if it's not wanted, and some people like the jokes, and some people say, leave them off. Tell me how you think the release ought to be, and we'll see where we go from there. After the state president's seminar, I left, as I was telling you on the last release, for New Zealand, and it was an interesting trip. I saw some of New Zealand, and I spent a few days talking with the leaders of the Humanware company. Humanware is based in New Zealand. Its headquarters building and office is there, although it has branches in the United States and in the United Kingdom over in England, and in Canada, and I gather it has an office also in Australia. So it is a far-flung organization, but its primary office and building is in New Zealand, in Christchurch, and it was good to be there. I tried to ride on a balloon while I was there, and it was 5 o'clock in the morning when we went to find the balloon company. They had a basket there. It was 9 feet long, and it was 5 feet wide, and it would hold 16 people, they said. I looked at the basket and wondered whether it would be a safe place to be. We got out on the field where the balloon was supposed to go up, and The pilot looked around and sent some little balloons up to find out how they were doing, and they went in different directions, and he said the air was unstable, and he said that we could not go up in the balloon. By the time we got back to town, we were riding on a little bus that was hauling the balloon along behind it, and by the time we got back to town, about an hour later, it was thunderstorming and hailing, so the pilot had been correct. Gilles Pipon has served as the chief executive officer of HumanWare during the time since Russell Smith died last summer. I learned a few days ago that Richard Mander has now been appointed to serve as the chief executive of HumanWare. I don't know him, so there is a learning to go forward. HumanWare will be at the convention this summer, and it will have some things to tell us about the development of the company that we will find of interest, I think. But no longer is Gilles Pipon its executive. It's a new man, and we'll need to learn something about him to know how our relationship with that company is going to go forward. Now, I have a few announcements here that people have given me, and in the spirit of keeping the presidential release moving, we're going to go through these fairly quickly. The Meet the Blind Month, as you know, occurs in October, and it is time to begin the planning for it. We had more than 300 events in affiliates and chapters throughout the nation in the last Meet the Blind month, and if we're going to have that kind of participation and that kind of progress again this year, it's time to get underway. Jerry Lazarus is the person who plans these things, so you can call him here at the National Center and talk with him about it, or you can look on our website where there are articles and information about Meet the Blind month. What we try to do during Meet the Blind Month is get out into the community, let people know about the National Federation of the Blind, and use all the tools that we have to give people information about blindness, what it is and what it is not, and how to deal with questions concerning blindness. So see if you can plan an activity to get out there and do your thing. Now, there will be dialysis at the National Convention this year, as there has been for all these years. The Diabetes Action Network plans this. And if you want to get dialysis, then you should plan to schedule it and work out the details early. It is a good idea to get that done. Ed Bryant is the person who has put this message together in the past, and he's got quite an extensive piece of information here, or at least I think he's the one who put this together. And if you want more information about how to get dialysis at convention, contact Ed Bryant. I have something here about our Imagination Fund, which says that the campaign continues to gain momentum, but to have maximum impact, it is necessary for all of us to lend a hand. Each of us knows of people who should know more about the National Federation of the Blind, and we have family members and friends and co-workers and students and acquaintances and doctors and all the people we deal with who should learn about what we're doing. The work of the Federation is important. We can get people involved by inquiring if they would like to learn about us and if they would like to help support the organization. We have all these brochures that we've printed about our organization and what it has done to change the lives of blind people, so you can get them and give them to people and let them know that if they would like to support what we're doing, it is a good idea to get involved and be a part of the Imagination Fund. And in order to do this, if you want to talk to the folks here at the National Center who are doing it, the person is Christy Bowman, who is currently working on our Imagination Fund here. The telephone number you already know, and that's 410-659-9314, and the extension is 2406. Or you can get a hold of Kevin Worley at 719-494-6926. He serves as chairman of the Imagination Fund. If you want to email here about it, then the email address is imagine@nfb.org. I have an announcement from Mark Riccobono, which says, in collaboration with the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute is preparing for the second year of its summer internship program for blind students, Excellence Through Challenging Exploration and Leadership, EXCEL, will be an intensive 11-week program combining NASA's mission of exploration with mentoring from successful blind adults through the National Federation of the Blind. 6 interns will be chosen and will be placed at NASA centers for their work experience. This is a great opportunity for blind youth who are 18 or older and interested in pursuing science, technology, engineering, or math careers. For more information about the program or to apply, please contact Karen Zaknini, Zaknini, of the Jernigan Institute at 410-659-9314, extension 2293, or you can email at kzaknini, that's K-Z-A-K-H-N-I-N-I, at nfb.org. Please note that priority will be given to applications received by April 7th, 2006, so the time is getting short. Now, Joanne Wilson says that in chapters, it is a good idea to have a bunch of activities, and if you change them from time to time, the chapter meeting will have significant interest. So here is one. All right, Federationists, we all have a story to share about what brought us into the Federation and what keeps us in the organization. Take time during this chapter meeting to go around the room so that you can hear from our members. Remember, keep this activity snappy, get to the heart of the matter, and keep it moving. Now, we have talked on the presidential release about the literacy campaign that we have been pursuing and about what we want to do to bring this to the attention of people throughout the nation. And we have created a Braille coin bill, which we hope will help to stimulate interest in Braille and will help to stimulate a program of literacy for the blind. I am pleased to say to you that the coin bill passed the House of Representatives. We got 2/3 of the House of Representatives to sign on as sponsors of the bill, so it is through the House. We now need 2/3 of the members of the Senate. We had, at the last time I checked, 27 members of the Senate on the coin bill as co-sponsors, so we need 40 more of them. Let us talk with our senators about joining us as co-sponsors of the Louis Braille coin bill. This is a splendid project, one that will encourage blind people to do all kinds of study in Braille, and it will be helpful if we get our senators on as soon as possible. We've got to do it during this session. On April 7th, we will have the annual celebration to recognize the work of the National Federation of the Blind and our Jernigan Institute. So all of you who want to come to the celebration, we have a 21-piece dance band that will be part of it, and we have a very snappy program that will talk about the work of our organization. So please come to the celebration on April 7th if you wish to do so. The tickets for the celebration are $75. I don't know who's handling the tickets. Dr. Zabrowski, Betsy Zabrowski, would undoubtedly know. So if you have questions, try getting a hold of her. We had some grant writing seminars here at the National Center. What we're trying to do is get folks to know how to increase the sources of revenue that we have in our states and also at the national level. So we've had some grant writing seminars here, and they seem to have produced a good deal of result, although it's a little early to tell. I want to say to you that we have recorded over the years the banquet speeches and other material that we have on many different kinds of media. Tape recordings, long play vinyl records, sometimes on CDs and sometimes in other ways. As you know, this particular presidential release is going to be going up on the internet, and as I understand it, it will be in an MP3 file. So we've done it in many different forms. We have a number of the vinyl records here. We don't seem to get much order for them anymore, and I wonder whether we should keep them at all. Consequently, if you think that the vinyl records are important for us to keep for the materials that we have, please let me know. Otherwise, I suspect we're going to let them go. We have been creating kernel books. We now have 29 of them in circulation, and we will be producing others this year. In order to do that, we need stories about what you do as blind people. We need stories about how it is to live as a blind person. So please give me those stories. I need them for the kernel books. I will work on the editing. Don't worry about that. Just get a good story for me, and we'll take care of the rest of it. This weekend, we are having a meeting of the ambassadors. The ambassadors are the people who are going to help with the distribution of the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader. This is a handheld reader. We now have the units that will be available for sale later on, and we will be testing them to see if there are any bugs in them or other things. As soon as we're finished with that, if there are changes that need to be made in the software, we'll take care of that, and then they'll be available for sale. They will certainly be available by the time of the national convention. The ambassadors are people from each of the states who are going to be distributing these and who are going to be monitoring the testing process, so they'll be here this weekend to learn all about the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader. It is time to get your convention reservations made at the hotel. The rooms are there. They will be there until about the 1st of June. After that, they'll only be available on a first-come, first-served basis, but the reservation block of rooms is there now, and you can make your reservations if you call the hotel directly. It's a Hilton hotel now. It's the Hilton Anatole Hotel. It wasn't when we made the arrangement with the hotel, but it is today. The direct telephone number for the hotel is 214-761-7500. If you get bumped into the general hotel registration system for the Hilton, this will probably not work. So you got to get the hotel directly, and you got to see that you're there at the hotel, which means sometimes when you call this hotel directly, they might bump you into the general registration system. The hotel people know the arrangements we've made. The general registration system doesn't know that as well. So try to stay with the hotel. You have to sometimes be diligent in ensuring that you're talking to somebody on the property. But if you do, you can get a hotel for the convention. We have pre-registration for the convention, and you can do it online if you want to. In order to do pre-registration, we're doing it here at the National Center. If you want to send in a check, we'll take it that way, or you can do it online and use a credit card. The pre-registration address is www.nfb.org/convent/prereg.htm. That'll get you to the place where you can do the pre-registration, and you will find that there is some discount for getting your registration done before you get to the National Convention. Now, I should have said during the time that I was talking about New Zealand that part of the trip involved my looking at and being in a place where there was volcanic activity at one time. There's steam that comes out of the earth, and the steam that comes out of the earth has been captured in little boxes. There are cracks in the ground, and the people there who are native to New Zealand, they build a wooden box around the crack in the ground where the steam comes up, and then they put their chickens and things in there in the morning when they go to work, and when they come back, they can just pick them up and take them home and eat them. This is a natural-born crockpot sort of thing. Well, while I was at this place where the original New Zealanders were, these are the Maori, who are the Aborigines of New Zealand. The Maori are a Polynesian people, and they have a number of activities that remind you of the Polynesian traditions. They had spears, and I brought a weapon back called a mary, which is a piece of rock that is thin on one end, and you can use it to club your neighbor if your neighbor does something that you don't like, apparently. It was an interesting experience to participate in demonstrations of the Maori culture, and I brought back a recording of it. So, in order to try to get some new sounds on the presidential release, as the president's recommended at the president's seminar, here is a recording of some of the native Maori culture.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.